Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Okay, my buddy Donnie has an aunt who was married 12 times.
That's crazy.
But only to 11 guys.
Whoa.
Man.
Husband number one and husband number 12 were the same guy. He's also the father of all three kids, so I wrote him back.
How long in between one and 12?
Well, here's the response.
Long,
a lot. The first kid was born in 1969, then they had a set of twins a couple of years later. They got divorced. She married 11 other guys within the span of about 20 years.
Did he just wait for it? He married people too.
I don't know. I don't know that one.
Because you went like 11 dudes went through that, man.
The original two got back together, and they're still married now and living in Vegas. Again, if you're the dude, do you want to be husband number 11?
Nope.
No. I mean, first of all, no, you're not. When it comes to husband, no. We're not sex shaming here, because a lot of women can go through 10, 12 guys in a weekend, you know? So, I mean, you can't. So we would never tell them, you know, don't be the 12th guy. Maybe a weekend's a little bit too much.
I was going to say, if it's a weekend, she's a professional.
Saying, but you're right. The word marriage is the key there, you know, because you got to remember your woman, whoever you marry, unless she's a virgin, has had sexual partners before you. But you're right. I'm thinking about the word marriage. Why are you doing that? She obviously doesn't think it's a big deal. I mean,
no. Is your buddy?
Yeah.
Jason, eight times?
Eight times.
Dad was married eight times.
And this is funny. Yeah, his dad's been married eight times. Yeah. He has siblings he hasn't even met. And we were 12 years old, Little League football.
Mm-hmm.
And
eight times in Omaha?
Oh, I don't know about.
I mean, did all his siblings he didn't meet all in the same city?
Corey, shoot me an update on that one. Don't say my name. Son of a. No, he's good. So we're on this football trip going for like our bowl game down in Arizona. We're 12 years old. And we stop at a rest stop. And he's looking out the window and he goes, "That's my dad." And we start laughing, you know.
A random rest stop?
At a rest stop. He's got his truck pulled over. He went to take a leak or something. Corey takes off up the aisle. Gets off the bus and runs up and jumps into this dude's arms, and we're like, "No way!" Yeah, he just like hadn't seen him in a long time. It was
really that was oh, so he hadn't even seen him in a long time.
Yeah, hadn't seen him.
Man,
in a long
that's time. Sad.
It was
sad.
Freaking amazing. It was.
Man, you had to ride a bus to Arizona.
Oh, and then Vegas the next year.
How many people did he not? How many siblings did he know of?
Different cities, he said.
You ever seen that great meme that's out there? It shows those white, cool-looking loafers. And it says, if your dad had a pair of these, you got siblings you don't know about.
I you mean the
that
ones
bit.
That Cousin Eddie gifted Clark?
Exactly right.
Yeah.
If your dad wore one of these. Our listeners are checking in. Of course they would, because they're evil people. Al Yankovic's parents died close together. Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Skip and Dot, we mentioned. Somebody said...
Steve McNair and his side piece.
died close together. Yeah, we're not talking murder-suicide here.
No, that doesn't count. That does not count.
And on the Dick Flutie conversation, Patrick's been wanting to send us this for a while. Mom's maiden name was Small. Grandpa's name was Richard. Went by Dick his entire life. You guys hit the nail on the head with the age thing. I was 13 before I realized it because a friend of mine read small, comma, dick on the caller ID and lost it.
13?
That's 13. Awesome. That seems about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also named one of his kids Richie. My uncle goes by Dickie.
So he's Dickie Dick?
Well, I always
small.
Told you that.
Dickie Small.
Oh, small.
Dickie yeah. Small.
Richie Small, Dickie Small, and then old, you know, Papa Dick Small.
One of my best friends, his name is Bill, but he comes from a family of 9 kids, and his oldest brother was named Dick, and his dad is Dick. And his mom was a sweet lady, and this is when you had landlines only, by the way, so I'd call, and if somebody would call and ask for Dick, now Dick was older than us, so... All my buddy would hear outside the house was the wife would say, I mean, his mom would say, "Do you want big dick or little dick?" That's what she said all the time. And she had no idea because she was an older lady. It was a different time period. She didn't, and they all giggled to themselves every time she said that.
Okay, so we got a follow-up from the four stepmom guy.
Yeah. Got it.
Okay, so dad apologized 500 times for getting me involved. He said they were yelling back and forth, and stepmom number 3 said, "Did your son know?" And he just snapped back, "Yeah," while yelling other stuff at her. Also, he said, "Did Tyler say I was from a small town? I'm from South Philly, like 8 blocks from the stadium." He's from Mechanicsburg, and he's saying, "I'm from a small town?" Friggin' Steeler fans don't even realize they're from the wrong side of the state.
First of all, it's cool he's from Philly. How's he a listener? Is he,
I have no idea.
Living in Omaha, no or idea. Is he listening to him now?
And then when it comes to stepmom number 4, he said...
Didn't know he was from Philly, dumbass. It sounded like you were saying butcher shop / bank. Realize that's a Philly neighborhood. I get
said
it now.
I said he was from Philly. You just missed that.
I missed that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He said he didn't want to get married. Stepmom number 4 was constantly bringing it up. They went to get the marriage license, and he thought that we would shut her up about getting married for a while, especially because Christmas was coming up. Well, that Christmas day with a house full of family, she had a priest come over to marry them right then and there. Dad couldn't say no because all the people and because he said it was her Christmas present to him. I wasn't able to make it back for the holidays that year, so I missed it. Wished I could have been there to see my dad's face. He tells everyone there's 3 rings to marriage: the engagement ring, the wedding ring, and the suffer ring.
Oh yeah,
but they've been.
Yeah,
oh, I get it.
Use that this weekend.
They've been together for years.
Hey-o.
Apparently, she's the best stepmom, even though "quote unquote" she's absolutely effing crazy.
First of all, no, we all watch porn. The best stepmom is one that bangs you. Come
on, that's true.
That's the best stepmom.
Maybe that's happened. I don't know. You know.
All right.
From the wrong side of the state, man.
And then Christy writes...
Jesus, I'm not going to read that. You're bad people, man.
Couple of episodes behind...
Celebrities have died to get one. I'm not going to read
that. I just heard the email from the Asshat saying never to talk about Taylor Swift again.
Once again, we talked about Taylor Swift moving to Kansas City with Travis Kelce because it's a football conversation.
In the context of football. I need to say, please never stop talking about her. It's the joy of my day when I hear her name come out of your mouths. Don't tell my husband and your son. I love your takes. I think they're hilarious.
Have you seen the people on
like your son and mom? The husband is one of those kind of guys that don't like the show, and the woman does.
Oh, maybe she's a closet Swiftie.
No, she said about
or a closet
I love
fan
our show.
Of this show.
She said she loves this show. Yeah.
Yeah, but she says it's just the joy of my day when I hear Taylor Swift's name come out of your mouth. Don't tell my husband. So what part of that are you not wanting them to know? That you listen or that you like when we talk about Taylor Swift?
I think it's that she listens.
Yeah.
She listens. That's what I mean. Interesting. The husband might not be into it. I never got that couple. When the woman is cool and the guy's not.
The woman likes us, but the guy
doesn't. That's always a right-wing crap. That's a right-wing crap.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly. The woman's cool and the husband's a maggot for you.
Right. Or it could be a Husker thing.
Yeah, you got to get over that. I mean, it's 30 years of having fun with Husker fans. Being over that now,
you could have never predicted that it would be.
We got 2 in the show with us right now, you know.
Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car; you should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So who's the Denver panty raid guy?
Well, they
now,
don't
this
know.
Is, this isn't sororities. This is people's private houses, right?
Yeah.
They got a picture of him, too, running from somewhere.
Yeah, somebody caught him on
a
doorbell. The Park Hill community of Denver, Todd, you familiar with where that's at?
I don't know where that would be.
But they've had a serial panty thief breaking into people's homes, and they said, you know...
That's it.
Totally
not harming
skipping,
anybody but taking their panties.
Skipping over money, electronics, computers, the normal stuff you would expect to be taken if someone
just
breaks into a house.
Just to sniff some panties, huh?
Yeah.
Solely a panty raid.
Yeah. There's one lady said she came home, all the lights were on, so I don't know if he chose to come when someone was there.
Show up, you mean.
Arrive.
I'm reading her quote.
Say arrive.
She said her roommate was asleep in the bedroom. She wasn't home at the time.
Yeah.
The roommate grabbed a knife and approached the guy. He might have hit him once or twice with the knife, just like a shallow slashing, I guess.
Park Hill appears to be east of downtown Denver.
How many times has it been happening, though? If this is actually a story, he's stolen a lot of panties.
Well, I guess this one house he's
like
been to three times.
Does he take all the panties?
That's what this lady said. She was going through her drawers and noticed
she smells, man.
All of her underwear was gone. There was no clean underwear in the drawer where she usually kept it.
Okay, I'm throwing a bunch of skids in there now. I'm just going to throw.
Oh,
a bunch
that's
of
what
skids
they want.
Well, yeah. What if he's in
no, he doesn't. He's taking clean ones. He's in the drawer.
No,
they're clean.
No, but he would settle for dirty ones.
Yeah, he's breaking.
No, husband's dirty ones. How about the husband puts a bunch of skids in there? You know, old dirty butt Dave drops some underwear in there. A new character on the show, by the way. I don't know if he'll make it to 2024, but today he's king.
Right. He's pretty one-dimensional.
Yes, he is. What's his character? Yeah. He just has a dirty butt.
You don't want to talk to him, but you know he's around.
Yeah, this lady said around 9 a.m. one morning, she went into her office, noticed the window was open, no screen, which she thought was weird. Then she got scared because she looked out the window. It had snowed the night before. There was fresh snow on the ground, and she could see footprints outside the house. And she knew her boyfriend had gotten home at 2 a.m. They were not their footprints. So then they thought that somebody had broken into the house. That's when she goes looking around, finds out eventually that nothing is gone but
panties.
Her panties.
It's got to creep her out, though.
You got to feel violated.
Yeah. But there's other. I guess people were posting on the Nextdoor app similar stories, and so they figured out that...
Oh, Nextdoor apps are funny in any neighborhood you live in. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
All the Karens on that. Who took my panties?
I had to punt on Nextdoor.
Like, not me.
I had that for a while, and it was just bitchy Karens. I'm like, nope, I'm done.
In any neighborhood.
I'm done.
It's the same. Yeah, it's the same.
But this is something the community could all finally gather around.
I guess.
No, somebody, they didn't take my panties. That's
somebody,
right, Susan.
You feel left out.
Yeah.
Somebody probably wants the validation.
Right. She probably feels insulted.
Yeah.
How come nobody steals my panties?
Nobody
needs
a tent.
Couldn't you just like leave some on the porch?
I guess, maybe.
Oh, for the panty Santa?
Well, if you don't want somebody coming into your house.
Or showing up at your
arriving,
house.
Arriving, you've got to close the windows.
But this, like, I mean, like I said,
what's
one
all
house.
Over the screen? Like, you do not.
One house they think he's broken into three times. Just to steal underwear.
That's his favorite flavor, probably. Right?
Apparently.
Flavor. Yeah. Do they not have a ring
doorbell? They're in his mouth. They're in his mouth.
Oh. Do they know what this guy looks like?
Yeah,
there's
photos.
Just adult panties, right? He didn't bust any little girls' places,
nothing. Just
good.
Adults. Just
so
adults.
He's just a regular freak, not a real
And there
freak.
Are some still images here of the guy.
Of him, right.
That they caught on some security camera or ring camera or
so
something.
Got a fistful of panties?
No, not in the photos.
He looks like a regular dude, so somebody's recognizing that guy. That's a pretty good photo. I saw that.
Does he go after a particular size of panties?
Doesn't say.
Does he just want the big panties?
Yeah. Nope.
No, that's the ones who are bitching on next door. He didn't take my panties. No, nobody needs a hammock, right?
It is winter time. It's like, where's my parka?
But yeah, it all seems to be in the same real small area of this suburb of Denver. And
he
so...
should spread it out a little bit, by the way. He's going to get shot is what's going to happen, you know.
Yeah?
Breaking into a house to get panties.
It's a dumb reason to get shot breaking into somebody's house.
It looks like he's coming out of the forest here.
Yeah, or showing up out of the forest.
Well, yeah, sorry.
it's the jungles of Denver, Nick.
Yeah. Oh, our buddy Chad's getting back to us. Would you rather walk in on that or do a guy eating your sponge?
Well, I mean, the guy eating a sponge was violent, so I'm going to say the panty thief.